Good day, everyone. Welcome to episode 50. I say episode 50. Let me check my notes again. This is episode 60 of This Week in Testing. My name is Simon Tomes. I'm a community lead here at Ministry of Testing. And yeah, thanks for joining us. Let's give you a bit of a heads up if you are new to This Week in Testing. So it's a bit like a radio show. We do record this session, so it turns into a podcast. And it's an opportunity for us to reflect on our week in testing, space to gather, to put yourself forward, to come up on stage a little bit later, share some thoughts, share about what's been happening in your world of testing. Perhaps you might want to join us to share something that you've been up to, maybe something that you've been trying out at your workplace, or maybe you just want to pop up on stage and say hi, and maybe give a shout out to someone else in the community who's been doing brilliant things. This is a Ministry of Testing event, so we do have a code of conduct. So I encourage you to go check out that code of conduct on ministryoftesting.com. And we have about an hour or so, and we're going to jump straight in. So typically, I'll share a bit of a debrief as to what's been happening, what we've been observing here at Ministry of Testing, and then invite folks to come up on stage a little bit later. Now, I'm going to quote Ben Doan, who I believe is in the audience. Yes, Ben, hello. So Ben said the following in the Ministry of Testing Slack. Ben said, "Who else is tired after what feels like a very busy week back to work post-bash?" And I think Ben sums it up in the Ministry of Testing Slack. Ben is referring to Test Bash, which is a conference run, organized, coordinated, and produced by Ministry of Testing, along with the community. And that happened last week. So if you were listening last week, thank you for doing so. It was a bit of a special. I was roaming around with a microphone, bumping into people on purpose, not causing any damage, of course, and having some good old little chit-chats with folks in the community. And it was brilliant to get their take on things. So I've had a bit of a skip-through listen to the raw audio file for that, which we get produced soon and out on our podcast. And it's lovely. You know, there's some really amazing, I was very fortunate to meet some brilliant people who were sharing about their experience. So yeah, keep your ears and eyes out for that one that's coming very, very soon. But yeah, this week is really, it's been amazing to see people share their thoughts and reflections about how important Test Bash was to them. I would say that, to quote one of my colleagues, that LinkedIn itself, it felt like it was a takeover, that Test Bash had taken over LinkedIn. Our feeds were full of thoughts and feedbacks, photos, memories, reflections, top tips, actionable bits and pieces that people could take back to their workplace. So I do encourage you to look for a keyword, Test Bash, and that's probably a good way to find those things. I'll also call out some of those things that are really helpful in the newsletter. So we produce a newsletter each week that will come out next Monday. And I'll share some links to some things that we spotted that we thought were brilliant. You know, there's some just lovely posts from people sharing about how someone else helped them, how they inspired them. It's just a lot of community love, which is wonderful. And it's so cool that something like Test Bash was able to do that for a number of people. So we also had a retrospective this week as a team. So we took in all the feedback that we got. So thank you, folks, for those who attended and shared feedback. It's great to read all of that. And we were kind of exploring ideas to how we can enhance the experience next year. So tickets are available right now. So Test Bash 2025, I would say get in early. This is going to be the lowest price guarantee that you're going to get. Early access at £799, excluding VAT. It's another two-day conference. Try and get your sign-off from your learning and development budget. Get in early and commit to Test Bash. We also have next week a Testing Planet special. So for those familiar and also for those unfamiliar, we aim to host every month a half-day online community gathering. Which includes, all sorts of different types of discussions. And we have the wonderful Ben Doan, who is going to be hosting that testing planet test bash special. Oh, that's a tongue twister. Good luck with that one, Ben. We have to keep saying that. I don't know if we've made the lineup official yet. It isn't yet on our events page, but maybe I should just go for it and put it out there. You heard it here first. And if I get in trouble with Rosie, then so be it. So we have a discussion with three wonderful people who attended Test Bash. We have tips on how to get the best out of Test Bash when going back to work with Heather Carter, Connor O'Neill, and Betty Aquadaddy. Very excited about that. Those are three very, very brilliant people. We also have a cosmic conversation on how to get confidence in public speaking with Rahul Parwal and Karen Todd, two absolute legends who were big contributors to this year's Test Bash. And then we have another thing, which I'm not going to give away, because that one I think is a good one to keep as a little bit of a surprise. So yeah, come join us. That's next Thursday, the 26th of September. And get stuck in, reconnect with folks that you met at Test Bash. And this event is open to all. So if you weren't in a position to get to the actual event, please do come along. It will give you a bit of an insight as to what you can take away from joining a Test Bash conference in person. So yeah, this event is open to everyone. We welcome everyone from the testing community to come along. We also have next week's This Week in Testing is a 99-second talk special inspired by Test Bash. So for those unfamiliar, this is an opportunity to step on stage and deliver a talk within 99 seconds. So I will have a buzzer at the ready. You have 99 seconds to deliver your talk on any topic related to testing or anything that you're inspired by. That is now available to register. We're going to run it as a This Week in Testing 99-second talk special. So do come along to that. Talking about gathering, I've got loads of meetups happening. It's amazing. We put out a message or an email the other day reminding folks of how many different meetups are happening across the globe. We are encouraging people to become Ministry of Testing meetup hosts. So if you are interested in hosting one in your local space or local area, perhaps a company that you work at could host the space, the office space for people to gather, and you could become the organizer, please do let us know. We've added three new meetups. We've got Vancouver, 22nd of September, Berlin, 25th of September, and Newcastle, 1st of October. Lovely to see that AD Stokes was saying that they've got about, just looking at the latest data, over 60 folks joining Ministry of Testing Leeds. That's happening on September the 26th. Kudos to Katja Meyer, who's one of the organizers at the Munich meetup. So that happened earlier on this week. They had around 50 people join. And to quote Katja, they say, it was so nice to see so many people coming together. If you're on the Ministry of Testing Slack, you should be able to see a lovely sort of photo montage that one of Katja's colleagues has put together. So yeah, lots of meetups happening. Again, this is another way for us to gather as a community. So do head over to ministrytesting.com/meetups and you'll get all the info and hopefully you'll be able to find one that's near you. Otherwise, do consider setting one up and helping people gather. Okie dokie. Just looking through my notes here. Ah, so much going on. There really is. We had a couple more articles go live on the Ministry of Testing site. So one of our Test Bash speakers, Ashutosh Mishra, has put together a brilliant post on Bruno. So the question is, are you looking for a new client for testing APIs? Presenting Bruno. Uncover how Bruno simplifies API testing with online use, ease of migration, and enhanced security features. So yeah, Ashutosh, big fan of Bruno, been using it for a while, and we thought, I think, Ashutosh should be writing about this stuff. So that's now available on ministrytesting.com. We've also had Stefan Dernstorfer share how to write visual UI automation tests using graphics instead of complex locator strings. I mean, that sounds cool, right? I can think of the days of trying to dig out locator strings and just getting in a muddle. trying to craft some automation tests or checks. So yeah, using graphics sounds very interesting. So do go check out that article as well. We got some folks who are sharing that they are open to work. I see that Teresa Reynolds, who was helping out at Test Bash, is looking for quality manager, test manager, senior test engineer, lead test engineer roles, open to the greater Cambridge area. So yeah, please do tag the Ministry of Testing LinkedIn page to let us know that you are open to work, and we will repost that. You know, our network is your network. Jenna Charlton is open to work. Jenna, wonderful person who is a part of Test Bash. They are open to work. If you're unfamiliar with Jenna Charlton, please do go check out their LinkedIn profile. Lots of great experience, and will definitely have a super positive impact on any team that they join. Great. Okay, folks, I'm doing a quick time check, and I think I'd love to get some people from the audience who, yeah, maybe those who joined Test Bash last week. I'd love to get your reflections. If you were an audience member, a contributor, an ambassador, whatever role you were playing, I'd love to hear from you. And we can have a little bit of a chit chat. So I see Christine Pinto. Christine, let's get you up on stage.
Hello, everyone. I hope you can hear me. My internet today is a little wonky. You hear me, Simon?
Oh, Christine, I am so sorry to interrupt you, but my audio from this side, and apologies if I've just cut you off, has stopped working. So I'm just going to see if I can resolve that. So my apologies.
No problem. I'm not sure. You just don't hear me. Give me a thumbs up in the chat if anybody can hear me. Okay, perfect. I'm continue until Simon goes away. This was my first Test Bash in person, and I have to say I was so overwhelmed with this positive energy, with all the people I met, which is so interesting, with all the names and pictures I finally could connect to real people. So I had a blast. I had multiple positions. I had a talk alone, and I had a panel discussion with Rahul, and as well I had a little stand in the coffee area about my new startup. So I had multiples, and I engaged with so many people. I enjoyed the social, the pre-social and the after social as well, and talked to, I have no idea, I have a feeling, to 500 people. And I can only say the ambassadors are amazing. The speakers were awesome. You people who like organize all of this, like Diana was constantly on the go and still having a smile, but also you, Simon and Rosie. It was so amazing. It was so, I'm not sure if people had the same feeling. And when I was standing in front of you, Simon, I had the feeling the screen was missing, because I'm so used to just talking with you over the screen that it was so weird to not have that screen there. So I'm very glad I could attend, and it was an awesome feeling. I hope that also a lot of people came away from my talk being empowered and trying out AI assistants. I can't hear you, Simon, if you're speaking right now. Well, I'm just continuing, I'm not sure. I can't put anybody on stage. So Ben, I met you, and that's very awesome. The snack tester, you got some Haribo back. I hope you had a try on that. Simon. No, Ben.
We still can't hear you, Simon.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting me on stage. We still can't hear you. But yeah, Christine, well done for completing your first Test Bash. You were there in so many different roles at once, and also networking with everyone. So it was very, very cool to meet you.
It was awesome to meet you as well. Like, it's what you can do. And like, I definitely have to game up my game when it comes to photos and posting. Man, you do an awesome job on that.
Thank you very much. So hopefully Simon will get his audio sorted out momentarily. Do you want to try it again, Simon? Okay, we still can't hear you, Simon. Earlier on, we could hear you, but maybe you couldn't hear us.
I also can't hear you.
Perhaps while Simon's getting his technical issues sorted out, Christine, we could continue. Let's bring maybe some more on stage. Thank you very much. And yeah, Ollie, how was your week in testing?
Hello. Yeah, it's been good, been busy. It was my first test bash last week as well. Yeah, which was awesome. I think I spoke to both of you, Christine and Ben. I don't know. Don't think I actually introduced myself. But and met Simon as well. But yeah, it was amazing. There's just so much learnings. Yeah, your talk was brilliant, Christine. We were talking about it earlier actually on our chapter catch up, and some of the tips that we've been taking away from it. To use. We're going to have a look into Claude to see if we can use that at work, because we use Microsoft Copilot and it's not fantastic. But yeah, otherwise my week has been busy, because last week I was away at Test Bash and also we had a company update. So that was 3.5 days of the week I was out. So it's a lot of catching up this week. And getting some big changes going out. Deployed search bar changes, quite big changes. And then we're updating all of our microservices for MongoDB being upgraded. So that's lots of work, but we're very nearly there. It's been about 2 months worth of testing various APIs to make sure it's all good. But yeah, it's been good. And trying to get stuff implement any ideas off the back of Test Bash as well. So I've already lined up some pair testing off the back of, is it Ashutosh, I think, his talk. And yeah, starting to look at AI more, and Postman, talking to the Postman guys as well. Was really good.
That's an awesome summary. To just for the people who didn't attend my talk, Ollie is speaking about that I showed how you can use Claude. So Claude is also an AI system like ChatGPT, but I shared a little bit my journey, and I have to say in the last couple of months, Claude has gotten smarter, I have to say. This is always, they always adjust each other, but Claude is right now, when I ask for like testing related things, just it feels more intuitive and easier to use and just nicer. With ChatGPT, I had at some point frustration that I literally yelled at my computer because I had a feeling my body is letting me down. It just doesn't want to understand me. So, but thanks for the feedback. I enjoyed sharing my journey with everybody.
Yeah, it was really good. And yeah, I think I'm going to speak to security about if we can use it. It took long enough to be allowed to use Copilot. So yeah, but I'm going to use it.
Yeah, this is a struggle. I actually spoke with a lot of people because I found different ways to basically not share your code, but explain it in different ways to, like, because you should not, like, if you can't share, don't share your code as a disclaimer with any AI assistant, because you never know unless you have a license like with Copilot, and other ones offer some licenses as well, and on-site licenses. They will learn from this. This is not good, but I found interesting ways to explain my code to Claude and also figure out solutions, and that worked quite well. And I'm not sure if I should share this like in an article or something. I'm not sure, but yeah, that's can be creative.
That's good to know. Okay, cool. Yeah, there are ways to do it on there. But yeah, I think security is very tight where I'm at. So even, yeah, I think we got told off for even just going to ChatGPT before they reviewed it.
Yeah, it can be very tricky. And everybody, again, it's also ChatGPT or the like. You always have to think about that critical thinking is important. These AI tools are hallucinating and lie. To give an example, if people have never thought about it, because I really thought lying, that would be so weird. But lying is really in the way that I literally gave it a list of events with dates and asked him to make me a social media post, and it just changed the dates. And I said, don't lie to me, these are the wrong dates, and it just kept on lying to me. So this is as an example, it really can do these things, and it might not be that obvious. So security reason wise, be careful when you use it, but also don't always trust it.
That was one of the key takeaways that we came with discussing this morning, actually, about not trusting AI implicitly, just because nothing's absolute when it comes to AI, as we're learning the fuzzy logic and everything.
Yeah, it's critical. This is now one of the most important skills, I think, is critical thinking. And yes, if you start as a junior, it's very difficult because you don't have the experience. But you can also always, what I did as well for some stuff, I just Googled as well the solution it gave to me, or what is also very good, just ask a question again. Ask it three times and see if it comes up with the same result. Then you can also check if it's lying or hallucinating as well. Simon, we still don't hear you. I'm sorry.
I'm really enjoying this conversation. I think the AI day went down so well.
I think so.
There's so many great talks and some really cool workshops. I had the beautiful opportunity to do the ambassador work on the first day, on the AI day, and I think everyone I spoke to had some similar stories along the lines of, oh yeah, I've used a little bit of AI and I've kind of poked around the edges, but like now I'm going to go properly figure out getting security to have a look at this and see if we can use it properly, right? Like, I think most people had at least done some kind of asking ChatGPT a question, like you were saying, asking the theoretical question rather than pasting anything sensitive in. But like everyone was like, okay, now it's time to like step our game up. Let's do the next thing. Let's figure something out. Also some other people telling stories of the kind of things you were talking about the hallucinating or the lying. It was one of the stories I heard at the social about someone who's very wary about using ChatGPT after they basically had them help write a email message, like a memo, and everything was great, but they had like a small thing to change, and they changed the small thing and then they sent it out again and they hadn't completely proofread the minor change and only realized a moment after it was sent that it now misgendered the person who was the subject of the message where originally it hadn't. And they had to do all sorts of things to get the email unsent and pulled down and send an apology. It sounded quite stressful. Like the content was all correct, but one tiny bit right at the top that misgendered them. They were like, no, this is terrible. I can't do this.
Yeah, and that's exactly the thing. Hey, you cannot see it completely as a human assistant. It assists you, but it is still stupid. Eh? And so it is, and these things are still happening. Eh? You always have to, you cannot completely rely on that. Never do that. And yeah, I can imagine it must have been terrible feeling of unsending and getting it back. Did they get it back in the end?
Yeah, I think they sorted it out. I think they were okay. But it reminds me of that famous quote, to err is human, but to really screw things up, you need a computer.
That's a good one.
I imagine that's going to be a fairly common scenario of like little things like that, little mistakes that won't get, that will just get missed in emails or code or yeah, anything that AI is helping with.
Yeah, that's completely how it can happen. Hey, it's because if you get like, that's why I would say like for emails, there's a longer text and yeah, that definitely helped because I'm using them as well. I'm still ESL, so I'm doing also grammatical mistakes and stuff like this. But when it comes down to code, don't rely on them for long parts of codes because they will duplicate, they will not reuse, they will like all these bad things you do in coding, don't rely on them. I always just say, and I try to show that also in my talk, is rely on small little things which you know are easy. Like for me, regular expressions, I know they are there and they are super, but it's just in that moment I regularly forget them. Lift the hand if you also regularly sometimes forget regular expressions. And I use it for that, but only that, and the rest I ignore because it's just in these complex things, they're not yet there. And I don't know if they ever will be.
Yeah, I regular expressions are another one of those, which is, hey, I solved your problem with regular expressions and now you have N problems.
yeah, that's true. One thing solved and 99 problems to go.
Exactly. There are many memes on that level. Simon, you're reacting, but we can't hear you. But the fact that you're reacting, do you want to try again? Maybe now we can.
Let's try one more time.
Oh, yay! You're back!
Yay! So let me explain. I apologize for disappearing into the ether. So LinkedIn was saying, oh yes, your microphone is very much connected and your audio output is fine. So tried it again, tried to override it with system settings. So I've now reverted to, for some reason, it says my mic is connected, but it isn't. So I'm going through my device's microphone. So if my audio sounds not as of good quality, that will be the reason why, but hopefully it's good enough. But yeah, I've been listening in and loving it. I think for folks who weren't able to attend Test Bash, if people are professional members, if they have a Ministry of Testing professional membership, they will get access to your talk, Christine. And I think it's going to be one of those ones that people keep going back to.
Oh, so I would love that. I hope I'm trying to get everybody empowered to do that. Hey, that was my goal.
Yeah. And I think you mentioned, yeah, opportunity to write an article. Absolutely. Yeah, go for it, right? So we have, an open call for contributions. If anyone has a topic that they want to write about, no matter how niche you think it is, or whether you feel maybe people might not be interested, we can make an assumption and actually place a good bet that they will be interested. So folks can head to ministryoftesting.com/contribute and then submit an idea, and then we can review that here at Ministry of Testing and move forward with some ideas. So yeah, all very exciting. But yeah, thank you for bearing with me, listeners and folks up on stage. I wanted to dive in. I've had a burning question. Ollie, it's so cool that you're already going to implement some of the ideas, running pair testing sessions inspired by Ashutosh. I also wondered for those up on stage and also for our listeners, when you go to a conference and not necessarily just a Test Bash, like how do you apply what it is that you've learned back into the workplace? Because I know we're all full of energy and it's all like, oh, I learned this, I learned that, and it's all so cool. And we kind of sometimes come back to our workplace with a bit of a crash, and it's like, ah, oh, it's back to business as usual. I'm no longer in that place where I'm just in a learn fest. What advice might you share, or have you tried that has worked for you in certain situations to help you apply what it is you learn at a conference? Ollie, that feel free to jump on in. I think you're all unmuted. It's like three people go. Ollie, go for it.
Yeah, it's a really good question, because this was my second conference in person, but I did attend one of the online Test Bashes during the pandemic. And I think it depends partly on the position you're in your company culture, and yeah, those two things really, what you can actually do. So I think it seems like a lot of the time there's something where it's like, oh, you might need to go and change the entire culture of the company to be able to do something that someone's talking about. But there are much lower level things like pair testing, things that you can do if you can't necessarily affect process or culture, at least on a grander scale. You might be able to do things with one or two other people in your team, like connecting with devs more, like with pair testing, or I can't remember her surname, but Kat hears talk about working with developers more, and there's really good advice about having a common language. It's not just about getting devs to think more about testing, but it's also about testers thinking more about development. So there's things like that you can focus and do yourself to help change the team, I guess.
It's wonderful advice. Absolutely awesome. And I love the way you frame it around, what position you're in and what influence you have, and just being, working with that and making decisions accordingly. I think you, if I'm right in thinking, Ollie, you might have been referring to Kat Obring or Katja Obring.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. So, yeah. Kat's really cool. Kat's talk will be available also to folks who weren't able to attend. Kat's presentation style is wonderful. A brilliant storyteller.
That she is, definitely, I have to say. From my regard, how I do it in conference as well, this was a little bit different. So I would do it after listening to a lot of these recordings. as I was standing outside questioning a lot of people and us and play games, as we had some scavenger hunt games and anything also to gamify, test special a little bit more, is that I watch these things, I take notes, and I wait specifically a week and have basically a personal retro over them. Because the problem is, like, also when I came from test special directly at Saturday or Sunday, I wouldn't been able to really review or like retrospective look on this because it's too fresh. Now after a week, I also will go tomorrow, look into the notes I took while I was there and also the interesting things I learned from people while they were talking. Like I spoke to Kat and she told me also a lot of things about her talk because I missed it. So yeah, I specifically take that time because in my sleep, I also go through the, I actually attended yesterday in my dreams test special, it was very funny. So, and then I'm looking at my notes, write down my action items I can maybe take out of this. And this, like you mentioned, Ollie, could be stuff I want to bring up in my own retro in my team, things which I want to implement for myself as like, okay, maybe I should go to developers and talk to them more or something like that. Or also things I might also want to reflect with the community, like the Slack community, like people like Ben as well wrote in there how it was quite exhausting. And it's nice to hear that feedback from the community as well. And maybe also ask some questions back if I might have not understood something, because I think almost all speakers are on Slack as well. So that's how I go through these things.
Amazing. That's so cool. Ben, I am conscious that we have Manish and Tom waiting very patiently to speak. So hopefully, I know you had something to share there, Ben, but if I bring Manish and Tom into the conversation, let's see where we go. I'd love to get their advice if they're up for sharing. So let's bring Manish and Tom up. And Manish, if you want to jump in first and share your thoughts about how you can apply your learnings from a conference, I'll be very grateful.
Hey guys, good morning. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, can hear you loud and clear, Manish. Welcome. Thank you for joining. Yeah, I wondered, did you have some thoughts to add to how, if you know, once you've been to a conference, how you might apply that, your learnings back into your workplace?
For sure. First of all, congratulations to you guys for the whole test bash thing. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to attend, but I'll definitely keep watching some of the videos. And Ben, I've been following you on your LinkedIn posts, feeds. Awesome job on the photos that you shared, the feeds. All right, now coming back to the question. I haven't been to any in-person conference ever, I mean, being honest. But that said, I attended some online sessions. But one thing I keep doing is I constantly keep thinking about the problems that I have in my current project and then the solutions that the speakers or the presenters are providing. And then constantly I keep thinking and then try to see if this might be a better solution for me. So, and then if I come across any such solution, then I take a note of it and then I take it back to my developers or the architect and then say, I'll present this solution to them saying, I attended this conference and then I came across this so-and-so solution. So would you be open to implement it? So I take it to my supervisors every single time. I think it might be a good solution for us. And again, as Ollie has mentioned, it again depends on what position you are in. With my current position, fortunately allows me to go and talk directly to the to my supervisors, and then that's how I go about it.
Love it, Manish. I like the way you're approaching kind of problem solution, and it's very practical. Very cool indeed.
That has always been with me. Whenever I'm attending any podcasts or any conferences, any sessions online, I always have this bunch of problems that keep running in my mind, and then I try to find solutions in what they are speaking about and then what they're presenting and see if that is relevant to my current problem and then if that would be an optimal solution for me.
Love it. Very cool indeed. And it's also great to see Tom Game join the stage. Welcome, Tom. We met for the first time in person at Test Bash. It's lovely to see you again online. Thank you for joining the stage. How's your week in testing been?
Hopefully you guys can hear me.
Yes.
Excellent. I've been having withdrawal symptoms. It's been awful. I enjoyed Test Bash so much. It was my first conference in the testing community. I've attended many other conferences in other formats, and none of them have ever come even close to what Test Bash delivered. So yeah, it was just brilliant, and all of you guys who were there were so welcoming, so friendly, so thank you. In terms of my learning, and I think this is quite interesting because as you can probably see from my description, I'm an apprentice, so I am at the bottom of the food chain, so to speak. But I still believe that in the right format, you can influence decisions and decision makers within a business. I've taken the opportunity to speak to my group lead and ask for the opportunity to present my experience of Test Bash to the department meeting, which will be in a couple of weeks' time. So I've spent this week really kind of, like Christine said, kind of thinking my thoughts through, sort of percolating what I got from it all, and put some presentation slides together and shared them earlier this week. And he's now of the opinion that it might be worth me sharing this as a wider presentation to the company, which is a slight change in scale from about 15 people to about 600 potentially. So that kind of grew legs. But I would always encourage people, you know, as someone who is new to the industry, but who has quite a bit of experience in sort of change management and challenging the status quo. One of my favorite sayings is, how do you boil a frog? I promise that no frogs have ever been harmed in this process, but you put it in cold water and then turn the heat up. And so that's the thing, I think Ollie saying, you know, start with small bits and pieces, show some benefit, and then you have something factual and material based to then be able to push, you know, your seniors or whoever it may be, decision makers, and push them forward to show that there is real benefit to these things. So persuasion and influence can come in all sorts of forms, but I always believe, you know, go to these conferences, and as scary as it might be, you know, request to do a quick presentation or whatever within your company, to your team, to whoever it is, because then it shows value of you attending in the first place. And then also you do have the opportunity to influence at that point. So that was my experience. I thought it was brilliant. I learned loads. My brain has been going into overdrive. Christine and I were having a bit of a back and forth chat earlier today as well about some of my ideas around AI testing. So plenty more to ponder on and try and actually turn into something useful.
So great, Tom. Yeah, I mean, thank you so much for sharing all that, and congratulations, the opportunity you have to present internally at your company that's gone from a smaller presentation to a much bigger one. That's so cool. It makes me think, actually, if you're up for it, and maybe, of course, respecting sensitivity to company details and all that stuff, an opportunity for you to share that presentation with the Ministry of Testing community as well. We do have a thing called 404 talks, so we encourage folks to pre-record a 4-minute and 4-second talk. So it's like nothing like a good time constraint to help people focus on sharing their message. But yeah, Tom, if you're up for that, I'm absolutely in no way putting you on the spot, but something to think about. I think community would value what you have to share.
I'm more than happy to. I think. As some of you probably found out over the two and a half days that I was with you, getting me to stop talking is the challenging thing. So
brilliant. So a timer will do it. Brilliant. That's just great. 100%.
Maybe I just need to deploy that in my real life.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, absolutely welcome to the community, Tom. I feel as a community, we've got so much to learn from you and your experiences. So yeah, please do continue to get involved, and thank you for stepping up on stage and sharing with us today. It's very, very cool that you're part of the community. It's great.
Thanks so much.
Do, just going to throw this out there, Tom. While we're all working ways to further increase your audience, if while you're preparing to do your talk, you feel the urge to practice in a much smaller one-to-one arena, do feel free to reach out to me or other people in the community to like do a one-to-one practice, or someone else in your team to bring that right down first before you escalate. Because I can appreciate that the bigger the audience gets, the more you feel you need, like the more practice is valuable. So,
100%. Yeah. No, that's really appreciated, Ben. I'll probably take you up on that offer. And in terms of information, I'll check with the company in terms of, because it's all on the corporate presentation slides. I don't know whether they'll have a problem with that or not, but the information that's in there is just purely my own thoughts and learnings from Test Bash. So I can't see any issues from that perspective. I'll just check. But if not, actually, I can't remember who it was who presented as well. He talked about having like a gamer tag, but for us as test engineers. So I took that on board, and I now I've updated my LinkedIn profile, so I'm now referred to as the testing game.
Brilliant,
with a nice play on my surname.
Brilliant.
So there we go.
Nice one, Tom. Very cool indeed.
Cheers, guys.
I've got a little message separately from Christine, just to say that she had to jump off, but also as a reminder, actually, Christine is looking for folks like yourself, like you've been doing, Tom, already, to have good chit chats and conversations with what Christine is up to with Epic Test Quest. So do connect with Christine. She is building something very cool and special, and it's worth checking out. So she's looking to interview lots of people in the community to get their thoughts on what they're working on. So yeah, do connect with Christine, either via LinkedIn or if you are on the Ministry of Testing Slack, then she is open to receiving DMs as well. So that is cool indeed. I see that Mohammed Rizwan has been waiting patiently. So Mohammed, let's get you up on stage, and yeah, let's find out how your week in testing has been. So Mohammed, welcome. How has your week in testing been?
Hi everyone.
Hello.
Hi everyone.
How's your week been?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, can hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Okay, give me 1 second.
Sure thing, no worries. All good. It's okay, a day of fun, yes. Audio issues.
Yes, I just want to share a few things. Like, usually I attend this kind of meetup, and I think it's a second time, so it's a very great opportunity to like to meet the people from the globally, and they share the experience there. So it's a very like great opportunity for me. So I just want to appreciate these things, like you people are here and sharing the knowledge with each other. And like I am from Pakistan. So recently I also in my hometown attend one like meetup as a speaker. So where I like speak about the power of the shiftless testing. So that was a great opportunity for me, and especially in the Ministry of Testing, I usually read the articles and see different kind of discussion panel and all these things. So these are very helpful, and I just appreciate you like keep doing this. Thank you.
Wonderful to hear that. Thank you, Mohammed. Really appreciate that. And congrats on your talk. So the power of shift left testing, very, very cool. I could just see just from your profile, wow, you had a cool crowd. Like a lot of folks were at that meetup. That's very cool indeed. So yeah, many congrats for getting out there and sharing your knowledge and experience with the community. You know, no doubt there's going to be people in that audience who go away with something to reflect on and think about, and that can change their career. And I think that's the power of folks gathering in a meetup setting. Not only are they building connections, it's actually a real benefit for their career growth. So yeah, thanks for sharing, Mohammed. Very cool.
Thank you.
Manish, I noticed you're on unmute, so jump in if you would like to.
All right. So just reflecting on the conversation which we had earlier when Christine was there about the AI chats, about how it hallucinates. So I wanted to bring up a tool that is a common hub for all ChatGPTs or LLMs. So it's called ChatHub. I don't know if you guys are aware of it, but it's a pretty cool one where it's a browser extension. It's free to use, and then it's a freemium kind of thing where you have access to ChatGPT, Llama 3, Claude 3, Gemini. So you can basically have three chats at the same time, ask the same question, and then compare the results, what each LLM returns, the AI assistant returns. So just wanted to bring it up so that people who want to use it, they can use it. It's a free browser extension that anybody can use.
Ah, thank you for sharing that, Manish. Yeah, that one was not on my radar, so thank you for sharing with the team. I saw when I did a search for it, ChatHub was something else, and then I realized, it's got a, there's another URL for this one. So just it's chathub.gg, I believe that's the one.
Right. Yep.
Cool, very cool. Definitely worth exploring. And yeah, it'd be interesting actually, Manish, if you perhaps, put that out to the community, see if people have used it, what they found helpful. Maybe you could ask a question on your LinkedIn or post it even on the club.
Sure.
Which is our forum. So for those unfamiliar, we have a forum here at Ministry of Testing, a synchronous forum. It's called club.ministryoftesting.com. Folks can ask questions with all the wonderful software testers and QA and quality engineering professionals out there can jump in and share their thoughts. So yeah, maybe we could start a thread on GPT related tooling, share some thoughts on that. That'd be quite cool.
One other thing I want to share is, I mean, we often come across problems with prompting, right? I mean, some people are really good at it and some people are not so good at it. So one thing I've realized or what I've been practicing is I draft my own prompt and then I put in this in the ChatGPT saying, okay, consider yourself as an expert prompt engineer, go through this prompt and then see if you can make this better. And then I also mention a point that like, do not hesitate to ask questions as you go along in drafting a new prompt, right? So that has actually helped me a lot. I mean, it understands and then it generates a new prompt and then you can basically copy paste it and then it returns you the right response. It was pretty useful to me. I'm not sure if anybody has followed this, but this is a great technique where you can basically ask ChatGPT or any LLM itself. Asking them to be a prompt engineer, an expert prompt engineer, and then come up with this prompt and then ask questions as they go along. And then they ask a lot of questions. And then the moment you answer them, you get a more precise response for your question.
Manish, that is so cool. And you know what? It makes me remember that actually these things that we're doing now with these different chat AIs actually mirrors human communication, and actually using that same kind of technique of speaking to the person or one person from a team about the way that you phrase the question in order to get the response, like the person being spoken to when you ask a question is probably expecting quite often a question in a certain way. And sometimes they don't even hear the question you ask them. They hear the question they think you're going to ask them. And sometimes actually having that conversation about, hang on, am I asking the right question in the right way? How should I be asking you this question? What kind of things should I be considering when I'm asking you for help? Or what kind of help should I go get somewhere else first before I ask you? That kind of conversation also works really well with humans. So very, very cool that it works with LLMs.
I mean,
and right, yeah, use it with humans as well. It's so good.
It does. I mean, I'll share my own example, right? I mean, I totally resonate with what you've said, what you've mentioned. I mean, we have this weekly meetings, sometimes bi-weekly within the QA teams, within my organization. So sometimes I ask a lot of questions and then sometimes I might be, I wouldn't say aggressive, but then it might come across in a different way. So what I do is I reach out to people directly and say, okay, so I asked this question, like, do you think I should have framed it in a different way? Or do you think I should have used a different tone while asking this question? And then believe me, that has helped me a lot in changing myself on the way I talk to people and then the way I ask questions. It basically occurred to me that, okay, if I can do this with people, why can't I do this with LLM? So that's where it all originated from. And then that's when I started using this technique on LLMs, and then it worked for me.
Just to jump in on that, I think it was Barry on day two who did a brilliant presentation about sort of personal self-awareness and sort of honing your skills in terms of how you communicate with people. So Manish, if you are able to pick that up on Ministry of Testing when they make the videos live, well worth a watch.
For sure. Thanks, Tom.
That's great, Manish. You've also reminded me, we had a 99-second talk. I can't remember if it was day one or day two. I think it was on day two. Unfortunately, I didn't grab the person's name who shared it, but we're able to get that from the recordings. But they also shared the RICE framework for prompting. So that is RICCE. I've actually been experimenting with that this week. It's great. It's really cool. So RICE stands for role, instructions, context, constraints, and examples. So the case of defining your role, the role that you want the AI to play, clearly stating what you need from the AI, provide relevant background information, set boundaries or specify limitations in your request, and then give some examples of what you consider a good response. Really handy and easy to remember. I think that's perhaps a good starting point for people who are looking to prompt any form of GPT. But it was great that someone brought that up on stage in their 99-second talk, and they just went for it, and they explained the RICE framework in less than 99 seconds. It's very cool. Okay, folks. Wow. How are we doing for time? Maybe we've got a little bit of time for a bit more chit chat up on stage before I wrap things up today. I wondered, for anyone in the audience who is listening that perhaps hasn't joined the stage before and they're feeling up for it, now would be a good time to put your hand up, jump up on stage and say hello. Even if you want to just jump up on stage and get a feeling of what it's like to be on this virtual stage, just to say hello, and that's it. Then you're more than welcome to do that. When we were at Test Bash, we encouraged attendees during the breaks in between the talks to walk up on the big stage, just get a sense of what it was like to stand there. It was an impressive space. So it was at the Brighton Dome, a very famous venue with lots of artists, performers, musicians have performed on that very stage. So it was cool to walk up there and kind of soak it all in with the bright lights. And yeah, you have an opportunity to do that now. So we have some folks putting their hands up. This is brilliant. So I'm going to bring everyone up and then just see what happens. Because let's give this a go. Wonderful. Press a few buttons, allow to speak. So Aruna, hello, welcome. Aruna, if you're looking for the unmute and you on the desktop app, there's a button towards the bottom right of your screen, if that helps. Otherwise, if you are on your mobile app, I can't think quite where the unmute button is, but feel free to unmute and say hello. Oh, Vishnu, yeah, go for it. Hello, Vishnu.
Hi, Simon. Good afternoon.
Hello. Welcome for joining the stage. And
Thank you. So I'm Vishnu. So I'm from Berlin, and I've recently moved down to Berlin. It's been a couple of months, and it's been a first virtual meetup for me. I haven't attended any meetup as of now. And the thing is, like, I'm a bit stage fear for me. So this is a first opportunity for me. Thank you, Simon. Thank you guys for this. So I would like to thank all of you guys. Means like I was hearing all the conversation and the new thought process everyone is having. Like, it's really inspiring for me. And that's the courage which I got. Thank you, Simon, especially since you insisted and asked us to be part of this conversation. And so that's about me. I've been here in Berlin for a couple of months, and I'm exploring and trying to connect with different techies, specifically into testing and to enhance my network and communication as well. So that's about me. One thing is that I tried to connect with this Berlin meetup and I couldn't do that. So Simon, if you could help me on that. So it's on 25th of September in Berlin. I tried to register, but I couldn't do that. I'm getting error from the Ministry of Testing website. So if you can help me, how could I register for that event?
Absolutely, Vishnu. Well, first up, thank you so much for coming up on stage today. That's wonderful, and for your thoughts and feedback. Lovely to hear that. And yeah, there are indeed some good folks in Berlin. So yeah, I'll connect with you off the back of this call, and then we can investigate why there's a bit of trouble getting access to that meetup. We can perhaps connect you with the organizers there and find a way to get you in, because certainly wouldn't want you to miss out, because there's such a good bunch of folks who are part of Berlin. I can also share some names with you as well, sort of separately, as to people that you might want to connect with who I know would be up for connecting.
Sure.
But yeah, that's great, Vishnu. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
That's great. All right. So Matilly, welcome. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon, Simon, and good afternoon, everyone. I'm Matilly. I'm a QA engineer with almost like 8+ years of experience and currently looking for a new role. This is my first remote meetup. I have never done this before because I've been just attending company meetings, giving company demos. So a bit nervous from my side. Yeah, but I'm glad at least I took my first step to increase my network and tell my first few lines. This is my first Ministry of Testing test on live call, basically. So hopefully in future, I would be happy to present something or to contribute, because with my 9-to-5, I've never done something outside the office for the community. But looking at people doing so much, I think every small thing helps and it creates some positivity as well. Thank you.
I mean, what a wonderful way to frame community. You know, these small things that people can do and everything helps. Absolutely. And yeah, thanks so much for making the jump onto the stage. It's a pleasure to meet you, and let's stay connected and connect with the community, and folks can get to know you a bit more. And there's a huge opportunity to contribute in many, many ways. So open to everyone. We recommend a good starting point is ministryoftesting.com/contribute. You can submit an idea there. Perhaps it's for a short talk, an article. You could join a discussion. There's all sorts of things that we can explore there. And other ways are, you know, like right now, we're all having this conversation on This Week in Testing. We host many other events as well. So we encourage people to head to ministryoftesting.com/events and also joining the club, our forum, which I mentioned previously. Have a read of some things that people are sharing, like things, react to things, perhaps answer some questions that the community may have. Or reshare them to kind of amplify the voices of other folks in the community. These are all good things that you can do with the community. But Maisley, thank you so much for joining us up on the stage, and welcome and hello. Great. Okay, folks. Well, we have come to the hour. It does indeed fly fast. My apologies again for some audio issues, and thank you, Ben, for stepping in as you often do as either host or co-host. Very grateful for that, Ben, for jumping in and helping out. And also super grateful for everyone who's joined us on stage today. Ollie did message me separately saying apologies, he had to jump off, but thank you. So yeah, all good, Ollie. Enjoy the rest of your day, folks. And thank you so much to our listeners who keep coming back, and for those who are new to This Week in Testing. keep the conversation going, keep on taking action. You know, we can move the industry forward, keep having these conversations. But I think the good thing is that off the back of these chats that we go and do stuff. And in doing that, stuff can take many forms. So we've shared lots of ideas across this session. So yeah, have a think and go and take some action. Folks, I'm going to sign off. Please do enjoy the rest of your day and have a lovely weekend. Bye for now.